Welcome to Dish Nation!
We didn't see this dish, or should I say, this death coming? We'll explain.
And is being a party animal helping Heidi Klum keep her younger husband? We're gonna get all into that.
Also, Amber Rose says, honey, she doesn't, honey, forgive or forget, honey. And I know that's definitely right.
Y'all could be related, Gary. And joining us again, we got radio and TV personality Sasha the Diva back in the building.
Hey, and you know I love being here. And Jesse Wu with your new music, girl. What you got going on?
Well, first, it was Renaissance. Then it was Sunoir. And now the Queen Bee hit us with Secret.
What?
Her first hair care line. All right, so congratulations to her. Beyonce released a short promo on social media that showed glimpses of Mama Tina Knowles' salon back in Houston, along with the caption, "Hair is sacred. The journey begins February 20th. Visit sacred.com." And of course, fans are excited and ready to swipe that card for the queen. Now, Beyonce has always talked about growing up in her mom's hair salon, and the whole family has natural, beautiful, healthy hair. So Beyonce might be able to help, you know, the no edges girlies out here. Like, what do y'all think about
this?
Well,
first of all, nothing natural. She might have nice hair underneath, but she wears wigs.
She does wear wigs often, but it's somewhere on Tina Knowles' IG. But I remember one time she was literally parting Beyonce's hair and showing, like, what it looked like, and you could hear Beyonce saying, "Mom, leave me alone, Mom, leave me alone." But she does have long, healthy hair.
Because we got to keep our hair healthy underneath.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah, y'all know about it, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My only thing with Beyonce is, girl, I am poor. I'm tired of spending money on you. No, seriously, like, girl, Beyonce, like,
no,
everything.
I agree.
It's just, like, I'm so tired.
And I hope it's affordable to everybody because she is Beyonce.
Yeah,
I mean, my God, it could be.
Yeah, but y'all don't want no cheap wigs.
No, of course not.
So, again, we're not at her level of income, so we have to bring it down a little
bit. Y'all don't wear that or use her products, then. Stay with, what is it, Well of Awesome.
Well, I hope she stays in the range of, like, Taraji P. Henson. Taraji P. Henson has a hairline.
Oh, yeah.
Tracee Ellis Ross has one.
I know that.
There's Mayel. So I hope she stays in that range.
She ain't gonna go easy on y'all. That's Beyonce. You're ready. You're about to get paid.
Right?
You about to lose a car.
You
about to sell a kidney just to make sure your hair look good.
You crazy.
For the concert, so you know she ain't gonna go.
I gotta sell my Tesla to afford. Sacred.
Yes.
Your hair will be blowing in the wind as you walk.
Oh,
well, we didn't see this dish coming. So it was reported on the official Instagram account of Indian actress Poonam Pandey that she had passed away due to cervical cancer.
Ooh.
Well, after sending Bollywood into mourning, the actress popped back up. Surprise, surprise, on Instagram Live. And she was alive and well with a message for everybody. Check this out.
I'm alive. I didn't die because of cervical cancer. Unfortunately, I cannot say that about those hundreds and thousands of women who have lost their lives because of cervical cancer.
So basically, she faked her death to make a statement about cervical cancer. And, you know, for some people, it hit hard. Some people thought she was doing too much, all right?
Absolutely too much. I think it was a way to do that, maybe do it, and then right after say, listen, no, that's not the case. I am here. I'm talking about cervical cancer. I don't think that's cool to be faking death. I'm sorry.
Like, as someone who had the LEAP procedure because my doctor found cancerous cells all over my cervix.
Ooh.
So I had to have a procedure. I had to have a lot of things done before the procedure, and it was all very painful. So cervical cancer, I feel like, I think is the leading cause of death with women. So especially with black women. So, like, I just think that's just totally wrong for you to do that, to fake your death.
Yeah,
to faking the death. Like, yes, like, you can talk about those who have passed away and, you know, have examples, but for you to fake the death and be like, oh,
I'm here.
My bad.
Right.
No, like, that's, like, wrong.
Well, yeah, but we don't know what she was going through to say that, though. I mean, she may have been going through something and just said it. So we have to kind of be a little bit more empathetic with her.
Okay.
And ladies, please get checked, because, like she said, cervical cancer is hitting people at an alarming rate.
Like, it doesn't show up in your blood test. Like, you got to get your pap religiously.
And thank God you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And for the guys who don't care, it can lead to throat cancer. Just ask Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, all right, y'all.
Nothing.
It happened, though.
Well, it did. Well, looks like Heidi Klum is enjoying her young tenderoni. husband. Now, Heidi is 50, and she married Tom, who is 34, who is 16 years her junior, to be exact. And she told reporters she loves having a much younger husband because he's adapted her to a new lifestyle of partying all night long. She said, it's just fun. It's fun to go to the club. I enjoy music most of the time. She also jokes about what happens when she goes into those clubs. She said, I look around and I'm like, am I really the oldest person here? And I'm like, I think I am. What do y'all think about this?
You know?
Well, yeah, of course she does. But what I'm offended about during Black History Month, they say once you go black, you never go back. Mm. And she just
and she went back.
What happened to Paya? What happened, baby?
A kiss from now she's to... now she's with Jason mostly.
Do they have children? Do they have children?
Yeah,
they have.
Yeah.
She have kids with this
some
guy.
Baby seals?
No, not with him.
Not with him. Okay.
Yeah.
I know with Seal. Okay.
I don't know, guys. I hate. I'm gonna be Debbie Downer on this one. Yeah. There's. I just don't see this lasting. I don't see this going long. Heidi, you're gonna get tired of the clubs. Yeah. You're gonna get tired of the clubs.
Yeah. Hey, he's 34. He should be tired of the clubs.
Yeah. I'm tired now. I'm 33.
It depends on like how he lives.
Where he is, like you know,
give him a year, 18 months, and then let's rehab his conversation. No.
Would you rather date somebody older or somebody younger?
Older.
Yeah.
See, that's too much pressure. Like every morning when you wake up before them and they still sleep after 10, you're like, you know,
what?
Is today the day?
Yes, it is.
Do I see the blanket moving at all?
See this
air coming out of there?
All right,
well, baby, honey, it looks like God, honey, is still working on Miss Amber Rose. So, Miss Rose recently, y'all, she sat down for an interview and gave her explanation on why she doesn't believe in forgiveness. Ooh. Let's take a look.
So, for me, I don't believe in forgiveness. You don't want to forgive.
Oh.
I'm very happy with still hating people because it makes me happy.
I love that.
So I feel like a lot of people are like, forgiveness is going to heal you.
Yeah.
You're going to be better, you know? I think if it's eating away at you where it's like affecting your life, then maybe you should try a different avenue. But I'm very comfortable with hating people.
She's very mean. That just hit me to the core that you could not forgive someone. And my God, how many people have forgiven her?
The thing is, like, for me, it's I will forgive, I won't forget.
That's what I was just going to say. Exactly.
I'll forgive you because the forgiveness is for me, so I can move on and I can have peace in my life, but I'm never going to forget.
But she's got children. If your kids do something and they're growing up, don't you want someone to forgive them and move on? Oh, she's so petty.
I mean, you're always going to love your own.
Do you guys think this is about, like, Wiz or her other bae who's with Cher now?
Probably so, because she has some bad men in her life, hell. And both of them move.
Wiz
did a dirty,
like, symbolized thing going on. I can see her having some, like, some high level hatred for Kanye because that kept going.
Kanye the one who put on the map.
But he
cheated on her with
the
him.
Venom kept going.
Yeah.
After the relationship dissolved.
Yeah.
Well, she have a right to hate.
Up next is Travis Kelce responsible for gentrifying a haircut. We'll discuss after the break.
Not during Black History Month.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
All right, y'all. On February 1st, the first day of Black Men and Women's Appreciation Month, the New York Times had the caucasity to credit Taylor Swift's man, Travis Kelce, with the fade haircut. I said it. The New York Times wrote, "Not since Jennifer Aniston has a haircut become so popular, barbers in America and abroad are being inundated with requests for the Travis Kelce." Well, unlike the New York Times, Travis, having some cultural competency, said, y'all will not include me in the disrespect, and had this to say as a response.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to do it on February 1st, to throw me to the walls like that, that was messed up, man. I don't want anything to do with that one.
Yo,
he's scared to death.
That was an appropriate response. He is eligible for a good plate at the barbecue this summer.
The fade's a good haircut. It's a good haircut. I'm glad it's working out for Travis.
You started it. You got a partial one, huh?
I do not. I don't even know what I get. I just go in there because I'm not.
So you said you're doing like Travis said. He said he didn't know what he was getting.
No, he gets the tanner.
So do you go in and ask for Travis?
No.
You know what? But I would love to see you with a
with Travis Kelce?
I don't know, because my hair is blonde and it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, my hair is...
So you could dye it.
Soft.
Okay. I don't know about dyeing it.
No?
What if you, just like, what if you grew the beard out and dyed it black? Like Hogan when he came back as a bad dude?
Like Hollywood Hogan. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. I do like growing the beard.
I think you should do what Vince did. Yeah, I would love to see you with this.
With the short crew? Yeah. I could do it.
Yeah.
I could do it.
A two-tone.
But do it after Black History Month.
Yeah, I would not do it.
Columbus Day, perhaps?
Yeah. That's perfect.
Columbus Day. Okay, all right, y'all. Moving on. We've got a lot to look forward to this weekend because not only is the Super Bowl number 58 going down, but Usher is performing at halftime. We're obviously all very excited about that performance.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Jesse
Wu.
Oh,
yes.
Well, if you didn't know, we actually have the 90s hit show in living color to thank for so many memorable halftime shows. Guys, this story to me is super impressive. I was like, we got to do this. So get this. Prior to 1992, the Super Bowl halftime show was very mid. It would feature marching bands, community-centered ensembles. There was like two people ice skating once. It was completely out of touch with popular culture. But in 1992, In Living Color did the unthinkable and went up against the Super Bowl, airing their own 20-minute halftime special featuring two recurring gay characters played by Damon Wayans and David Alan Greer discussing sports. There we go. You look at them right there. Guys, millions of viewers changed their channels to watch the In Living Color spoof instead of the halftime show. That year, CBS lost more than a fifth of its viewership during halftime, which is huge. Now, as you can imagine, the network did not see this coming, and the very next year they answered with, you know who, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, as the halftime performer, which, like, who doesn't remember that show? Yeah. And the performances have been top tier ever since.
Yep.
In Living Color, that's why we got a halftime show.
It doesn't get the credit it deserves for all the doors it broke down and all the stars that they launched to.
Absolutely. I mean, and they launched J-Lo, who literally been stealing people's voices for the last 30 years.
That's right, honey. That's right, honey.
Oh, wasn't it, what did they say when they were
hated
doing the
it
movies? Oh, let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
Hated it. But you know what, too? It's great to see them open those doors. But then again, there was a time where there was so much time in between performances, seeing like black performances or people of color. And now you have Jay-Z who's over there who's like, you know what, nah, like we're gonna make sure that this halftime show is inclusive all around each and every year.
Next year gonna be really white though.
You think so?
We had a run.
We had Atlanta
last year. We got Usher this year.
Listen, the Taylor Swift Super Bowl is coming.
It's gonna be next year. Yeah,
yeah, that's next year.
We see how they setting it up. And then Travis Kelce gonna be back at the Super Bowl again. And then it's going to be the whole power couple thing again.
It'll just be all about
them. It's all a scheme that Todd set up.
Thank you. I was waiting on that, honey.
All right, up next, it's Bad Bunny versus Maluma, honey, in the battle of the thirst trap. So you don't want to miss. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. As always, there's going to be some big Super Bowl commercials this year. Just a few of the stars we'll be seeing are Tom Brady, Snoop Dogg, and Martha Stewart, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Kris Jenner, of course. And one we can already enjoy is for Uber Eats. Check it out.
I didn't know you could get all this stuff on Uber Eats. Yeah. I remember that.
Well, you know what they say. In order to remember something, you got to forget something else.
Remember when you used to be a pepper lady?
Wasn't it the Cinnamon Sisters?
Basil Babes?
Paprika Girls?
No, that's absurd.
Give me a hint.
Worked together for 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah.
You were great.
You still don't know, do you?
I don't.
Right.
Like I forget 10 years of my life.
I do think forgetting the name of the Spice Girls is funny, like the Seasoning Ladies or whatever he was calling them. Like, that's pretty hilarious.
That's crazy, yeah.
Can you name all the Spice Girls? Can anybody do that?
Crazy Spice, Sexy Spice, Sporty Spice, Posh Spice.
Baby Spice.
She's a Baby Spice fan.
I don't think there's Crazy Spice.
Yeah, was it crazy? Wasn't the black one crazy?
The black one was Crazy Spice.
We're usually crazy.
Scary Spice.
Scary Spice.
Oh, wow. Now that was the black Spice. Scary Spice.
Because we are scary. We don't play. Don't play with us, okay?
Oh.
I'm okay being called crazy.
Also known as Don't Touch My Hair Spice.
Please.
Okay, y'all. It's time for Battle of the Thirst Traps. We've got two tatted up Latino stars, child, both in the bathtub. First up, Maluma. We all know he loves to show off for the gram, child, but this was a little different. He's in the tub surrounded by $100 bills and showing off all his diamonds. And when translated, his caption basically says, does the bling bling sparkle or not?
I hate these pictures because they're making fun of like popular hip hop poses, yeah, which I also hate those poses. Anytime a rapper poses showing all his teeth like it's at a slave auction, yeah. I hate it. And to see him do that, I don't like it. And Tupac also did this same pose like right before All Eyes on Me came out.
Yeah, it's giving Tupac.
But you can't copyright.
It's giving sexy.
It's giving Tupac. Remember, we had the first gay Tupac. Jussie gave us the first gay Tupac. Now we have the first Latino Tupac.
Wait, who?
Jussie Smollett.
Oh, she gay Tupac?
Remember when he was like, I'm the first gay Tupac?
Yes, girl.
Now we got the first Latino Tupac.
Now, I like that pose. I like the whole picture because at least they didn't just put a little blob in the spot. They put all the money around it so you don't know what it's like. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
But it looks small, but okay.
Who among us hasn't, you know, taken all of your $100 bills and taken a bath with them? Who hasn't?
I'm too poor for this.
Me too.
I need my money.
I'm out here with my singles and then I'm dirtier after the bath.
I ain't got enough money for this.
Then facing off against Maluma, we've got Bad Bunny. He's also in the tub, but he's actually taking a bath with soap and water. And of course, the bubbles are strategically placed. And for the caption, he just said, baño, which means bathroom.
But Bad Bunny is so sexy to me.
He is beautiful. Honey, if you're watching, I love you, but he's fine.
Yeah, he's okay. fine as hell.
The first picture makes it look like his mom made him take a bath and he's just like ashamed about it. It's you know what I mean?
Like, no, it's just like I'm just relaxing and everything is just floating.
So who y'all think won?
I think baño.
Baño, right?
Bath Bunny.
I mean, Bad Bunny.
Bano.
Bath Bunny.
Bathroom. Whatever. Yeah.
But they both so fine to me. I just love them both.
Up next, honey, you won't believe, honey, what Sexy Red did right after giving birth.
Did she finally
Details
take a bath?
Details after the break.
Did she finally take a bath like Maluma?
Oh, please. Jesse, you're going to be in trouble.
That bath would have turned into Kool-Aid.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, time for some What the Hair. All right, so while Sexy Red pushed out her little one and immediately got that lace front melted down in her hospital room, y'all, the rapper posted photos of her getting that Indian silky laid down after giving birth and then struck a pose for the camera and recorded a whole music video in the hospital gown that she had her baby in, child, with the baby sleeping next to her. Lord, what do y'all think about this?
Wow. Look, I've had children, okay? I'm just saying, she must have had a C-section because if you had natural childbirth, you can't be all in my hair, all the pain. I can't even believe she's doing stuff like that.
Dude, even people that get C-section, that's like invasive surgery in your abdominal muscle area. So to be able to recover and like do anything productive after giving birth is impressive.
Very impressive.
I mean, I guess she's really just up on her looks.
No, but these younger girls, you know, they different though, Sasha. They build different, honey.
They build different? Mm-hmm. How they build different?
Them drugs is different, too, that they give you in the hospital, too. Like, she probably don't feel nothing. She probably high as, like, the space needle.
Y'all girls were prim and proper. These girls are wretched, honey. Like, girl.
No, you're not prim and proper giving birth, boo. I'm just letting you know, okay?
Really?
There's no way around it. Yeah, your body is just doing all type
that
of crazy
sugar
stuff. Hurts. Well, we know you're with child. Leroy's on the way. Leroy number two's on the way. Would you shoot a music video for Leroy number two?
Yeah.
Would you be bowing in the mirror like that?
Yes, I would be exposed.
What does that mean?
Figure it out.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.